Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Samach Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Hanoisen Mizor LeMoylech Eino Chayav Ad Shimsor LeMoylech VeYav VeYish. One who gives from his seed to Moylech, he's liable only if he hands over to the priest of Moylech and passes him through a fire. Masa LeMoylech VeYav VeYish Hev VeYish VeMasa LeMoylech Eino Chayav Ad Shimsor LeMoylech VeYav VeYish. If he handed it over to Moylech but didn't pass him through a fire, or pass him through a fire but didn't hand him over to Moylech, he's exempt if he hands over to Moylech and passes through a fire. Balayv ze hapitum, and Balayv is a witch who conjures up the dead and it speaks under his armpit. Yidoni is one who talks with his mouth. Both of these are stones. One who asks either of them to conjure up the dead transgresses a lav. Gemara says, Azhoa lenoisim mizor lemelech minayin. Mizorecha loisiten lahav lemelech. What's the loisase forbidding giving one seed to melech? The pasuk says, and from your seed you shall not give to be passed through melech, to melech. Kores minayin, ki mizor ein nosan lemelech venechasa. What's the source of kores? It says over there, because from his seed he gave to melech, and he should be cut off. Minayin, Oynesh Minayin, Ish Mivnei Yisrael, Minageh HaGav Yisrael, Asher Yiten Mizaroi LeMoylech, Moishi Mas, Amaoret Kigamur Ba'oven. What's the source for punishment? The Pasuk says, a person from Bnei Yisrael, and one from a stranger who from Yisrael, who shall give from his seed to Moylech, he shall be put to death, the people shall stone him with a stone. Now the Gemara suggests, from your seed you shall not give. Amalek thought even if he handed over but it didn't pass into the fire, he'd be liable. Now because it says, and from your seed you shall not give, to pass through. Amalek thought if he handed over and passed through not for Melech, he would be liable. Because the Pasuk says, and from your seed you shall not give to be handed over to Melech. Perhaps even if he handed over and passed to Melech, not in a fire, he'd be liable. The Gemara rejects that, no, because it says, You should not find amongst you someone who hands over his son or his daughter to the fire. And we learn from Gzeirah Shavah, Avora, Avora, just like Avora said there is in fire, also here, in our pasuk about Moylech, is talking about in fire. And therefore the conclusion is that he is never liable until he hands over and passes through the fire to Moylech. Rabbi Nasa, B'Shem, V'Lazar, La'ilam, Inechat, Nishayev, Ad she yimserenu lekomrim v'yitilenu v'yavirenu should say ha'avora kadalkoi. Rav Nasa, quoting Rav Lava, said he's never liable until he hands him over to the priest of Melech and later takes him and passes him through fire normally. Mahu, what's considered normally? Tani haya moshchei ma'aviroi, he pulled him and passed him through. Tani ha'avir baragloi pata, I should say v'enechai v'la al yotze yureichoi, ha'ma'avi es aviv v'es imoi v'es ochiv v'es achaisoi pata, Amar ve'avsmai potter, and you should say, Rav Loza ve'Rav Shimon mechayev. The writer says that he passed him through on his legs, he's exempt. One is liable only for his seed. One who passes his father and mother, brother and sister is exempt. One who passes himself through is exempt. Rav Loza ve'Rav Shimon obligates. Echad ha'melech ve'echad sha avoida zora chayev. Rav Loza ve'Rav Shimon oimer ene chayev ela lemelech vovad. The same applies to Melech, applies to every idolatry, where the blazer, Rabbi Shimon, says one's liable only for Melech. And I should say, Am Rabbi Yochanan Tama, the blazer of Shimon, Nihacha, Leimasabacha, Negufcha. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason the blazer of Shimon said that one is obligated if he passes himself through is because of the pasuk that says, you should not find in you means in your own body. I should say, Vechrisi oisoi, Veskola zonim acharov, Vaboisha avidazora, Vechoris, Oinesh minayin, Mizoi, Noisen, Nosan lamelech, Moisimas. And the prophet says, and I will cut him off, him and those that follow after him, and this includes other idolatries for Kareth. What's the source of punishment for other idolatries? The Pasuk says, from his seed he gave to Melech, he shall surely be put to death. Vehu sheher ve'atzmai lebu aglai hu oiver. They should say, Mahi am Rablozer Rav Shimon, should say, Hamar ve'atzmai chayev. The question is, one who passes himself, did he not pass through on his legs? How could Rablozer Rav Shimon say that one who passes himself is liable? Vahu da'a avre mezakel. The case is he passed through jumping. We should say that if he handed him over but didn't pass through, this depends on the argument of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, who disagreed about one who kidnapped and didn't sell. Chizkiah obligates lashes because it's a loisasi by itself, but Rabbi Yochanan exempts since the lav is a warning for Misa. Rabbi Abba Bach, Rabbi Chia, Vashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Roa, Loshen, Shinimatira, Hatayra, Melech, Kolshetam, Yichu, Aleicha, Afilipisim, Afilitsuor. Rabbi Abba quoting Chia, Rabbi Yochanan said that, see the wording the Torah taught you, Melech means anything that you made sovereign over yourself, even a chip of wood, even a pebble. Vechrati, Oisoi, which you say, Ve'eskalazolim, Acharov, Ve'laboi, Shah, Abedazor, Be'karis. The Pasuk says in Ve'ikrape, Chof Pasuk Hei, and I will cut him off and all those that stray after him. And this includes other idolatries for Kareth. Rabbi Nasser b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shah Rabbi Lazar, Labon and Labonis. Rabbi Nasser quoting Rabbi Lazar said it includes other idolatries for sons and daughters. The Tani Echad Amelech v'Echad Shah Rabbi Lazar, Ben Sha'avda b'Bonim v'Bonis, Ben Sha'avda b'Avis v'Emois Chayev. The Baisa says that the same applies to Melech and other idolatries, whether he passed sons and daughters or fathers and mothers, he is liable. Amr Vizera, which say, Bahaisa Avedasa Lachain Avedemloi, Haisa Avedasa Lachain Pata. Vizera says that this is when it's served this way, but if it's served this way, he's exempt. I mean, he holds that the Tanaim argue about whether it's served this way on, but if not, even the first Tana exempts, he holds that Melech is not idolatry. The Pasuk teaches only about it, and the Lazar Rabbi Shimon exempt, since we need a Pasuk to obligate for Melech. Rabbi Elah, Afilu, which is say, Ein Avedasa, Lachain, Chayav Shtaim. Rabbi Elah says, even if it's not served this way, he is liable twice. He holds that the first Tana holds that Melech is idolatry. The Pasuk teaches that one is liable for other idolatries when it's like Kadarka, not in the regular way. Even the other verse, we knew that one is liable Kadarka in its regular way. Rabbi Elah of Shimon exempts like Kadarka, however, Kadarka all agree that he's liable. Masnitha Messiah, Rabbi Elah, which is say, Amma, Rabbi Shimon. Moilech bechlau evdi avodazor haya v'yatzladun la'kal alav shleyei chayev el al yedzi reichi. We're being support to Rabbi Elah from Abaisa Rabbi Shimon. Moilech was included in idolatry. It was taught by itself to be lenient about it. One's liable only for one seed. We don't use it to teach about other isurim because it's needed to teach about itself. That one is liable only for a seed. Am Rabbi Tanchum bar Yumia Asya devlaza Rabbi Shimon kashitas Rabbi Shimon aviv. Mad Rabbi Shimon Amar Melech Bechlal Evdi Avedazor Haya Yartzu Ledun Hakel Alav Shleye Chayev Ela Al Yotze Yereichai Kein Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Amar Bechlal Evdi Avedazor Haya Yartzu Ledun Lahakel Alav Shleye Chayev Ela Al Yotze Yereichai. Rabbi Tanchin Bar Yumya said that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds like his father Rabbi Shimon. Just like Rabbi Shimon said that Melech was included in idolatry and it was taught by itself to be lenient about it, for one's liable only for one seed, so Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon said that Melech was included in idolatry and it was taught by itself to be lenient about it, that one's liable only for one seed. Amar Ritanchem Bar Yudan, Afagav, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, Omar, Zivich Vekite, Nisech Behelem Echad, Inachai Vilachas, Moedesh Im Avda Bavidasa, Ba'avidas ha'gavaya, ba'avidas ha'ishtachavaya, shu'chayev al-kol achas va'achas. Ritanchem ben Yudan said that even though Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said that if one slaughtered, burned, and poured libations to idolatry in one helem, he's liable only once, he agrees that if he did the special avodah of the idolatry and avodas gavur, which is hakrova, and bowed, he's liable for each one. Rinayin shim avda ba'avidasa, ba'avidas gavaya, ba'avidas ha'ishtachavaya, shu'chayev al-kol achas va'achas. What's the source that if he served through its Aveda and Avedas Gavaya and Aveda of Bowing, he's liable for each one? ושמו בשם רבי זירא, ולא יזבחו עוד את זבחיהם לשעירים. ושמו, quoting רבי זירא, answered from a pasuk that says, and they should no further sacrifice to the seirim idolatry. Amalei mati tana lekodshim. He told him, turn it to kodshim. It discusses shchutei chutz, which is slaughtering a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, and not idolatry. There is only one lav for avodas of Hashem, loy tishtachave. Rabbi Yassi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan zivech la tele echad balmum chayev. Rabbi Yassi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if one slaughtered a lamb balmum to idolatry, he is liable. Maikadoyin, kadama bila letasim kain l'Hashem, l'Hashem should say lekecha kol l'Hashem lekecha letasim kain. What's the source for this? It's like Rabbi said, you shall not do this to Hashem your God. Everything to Hashem your God, do not do so to idolatry. Rabbi Pinchas came with Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rabbi Chista, ha'isa v'idasa b'bonim v'bonais, v'avda v'avais v'emois chayv shtayim. The Pinchas in front of Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Chista, said that if an idolatry was normally served to sons and daughters, and he served it to fathers and mothers, he is liable twice. Rabbi Zira, Chadiba, Sava Meima, Rishita Sabila, Rabbi is Amris, Rabbi Blaza, Reb Shimon is Amris. Rabbi Zira was happy. He wanted to say that this was said like the opinion of Rabbi Allah, his Rabbi, and according to Rabbi Blaza, Reb Shimon. He's liable once for Eicha Ya'avdu, even though it's normally served to passing children, and for the inclusion that Avodas Melech applied to other idolatries, even not through one seed. Amalei Mabi Yadcha, Valdi Rabbanon is Amris. And Pincha said, why is he happy? This was said according to Rabbanon. I hold that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon totally disagrees. He holds that the Isser of Avodas Melech does not apply to other idolatries. Amalei Ulado, Sereches, Rabbi Zeira said, was it needed to teach this according to Rabbanon?